From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Three American troops have been killed in roadside bombings in southern Afghanistan. Media reports say the three died while on patrol in Kandahar. Roadside bombs have become the weapons of choice among militants in Afghanistan. Also today, a French soldier was killed in a gun battle north of the capital, Kabul. A UN report says the number of civilians killed in Afghanistan during the first 6 months of the year has increased by about 25% from the same period last year. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The UN report says more than 1,000 civilians died through the end of June, more than half of them from roadside bombs and suicide attacks at the hands of insurgent forces. About one-third of the civilian dead resulted from actions by U.S. and coalition forces, mostly airstrikes called in against Taliban fighters. The U.S. has tried to limit the number of airstrikes through a change in tactics. The report also says as more U.S. troops deploy to Afghanistan, the Taliban forces are changing their tactics, planting even more roadside bombs and mounting suicide attacks instead of using ambushes or frontal assaults. Meanwhile, some 43 American troops lost their lives in July, the highest monthly average since the war began in the fall of 2001. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A new GI Bill is now in effect just in time for military veterans planning to attend college this fall. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The original GI Bill was signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1944, 2 weeks after D-Day. At a cost of $14.5 billion, it helped more than half of the 15 million World War II veterans attend college. The new GI Bill will pay out $78 billion over the next 10 years, the most significant increase in veterans' educational benefits since the Vietnam War. It provides full tuition and fees for 4 years at an in-state public college or just as much at a private college. There's also a housing stipend and up to $1,000 for books. National Guard and Reserve members who spend at least 3 months in Iraq or Afghanistan are also eligible. The Veterans Administration expects nearly 500,000 veterans to attend college this fall, a 30% increase from last year. On Monday, President Obama will join veterans groups at a rally to commemorate the event. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Iranian authorities say they have arrested three Americans near the border with Iraq. Earlier, a senior Kurdish security official said the detained were tourists who had accidentally strayed into Iranian territory. 100 prominent Iranians who were among thousands to protest against the outcome of June's presidential election are on trial. The group is charged with trying to overthrow Iran's religious leadership. This is the first time since Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution that high-profile individuals have been put on trial. State media report that under the current indictment, the defendants are charged with orchestrating the protests and attacking government buildings. You're listening to NPR News. Federal regulators shut down five more banks yesterday in the U.S., bringing to 69 the number of federally insured banks that have been put into receivership due to the economic downturn. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
The 69 bank failures so far this year compare with 25 for all of last year and only 3 in 2007. Banks were closed in Florida, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Illinois. The largest of the five was Mutual Bank of Harvey, Illinois. It had $1.6 billion in assets and the same amount in deposits. United Central Bank of Garland, Texas is assuming the bank's deposits and, for the most part, all of its assets. All 12 branches will reopen today under the name United Central Bank. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation also shut down Integrity Bank of Jupiter, Florida, First Bank Americano, based in Elizabeth, New Jersey, People's Community Bank of Westchester, Ohio, and First State Bank of Altus, Oklahoma. The FDIC predicts bank failures will cost the insurance fund some $70 billion through 2013. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama expressed optimism about the U.S. economy during his weekly address. He said success depended on recapturing the spirit of innovation. The address comes a day after the government reported an improvement in the economy over the spring and the unexpected popularity of the Cash for Clunkers program, through which people traded in old cars for more fuel-efficient ones. The Republicans' weekly address continues to blast the president's proposal to overhaul health care. Senator John Thune of South Dakota echoes the Republican argument that the White House plan is too costly and threatens to undermine the quality of health care in the U.S. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.